This is TurnbuckleTrash.net. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
I love video games and pro wrestling.
With three fans who know how to talk some trash.
None of these cross-eyed mouth breathers deserve to hear this voice.
I guess it's time to take out the trash.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Turnbuckle Trash with your host with the most. I am the doctor. I don't know of what, although I used to be the doctor of rock. I guess I still am. I'm Dr. Dave, and joining me tonight is none other than
Zane.
Pretty good, huh?
That was quite the... That wasn't bad, man.
Yeah.
You do this professionally?
I are a professional radio announcer. You know what I'm talking about. Well, I used to be.
Yes, you definitely look... You definitely look great in your radio attire.
Yeah, I have the... I got an AEW shirt on right now. So, and my camouflage. And yeah, I love AEW. Just actually got through watching... I'm on Thursday when we're recording this, but I just got through watching the Wednesday night AEW Dynamite show, and it was good. It really was good.
Really?
Well, I sent you a video of Sting, Darby Allin, and Orange Cassidy. And in the match, Sting does an homage to Orange Cassidy. It was so funny. Did you see it?
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah. So,
it was pretty funny.
Yeah, and a couple of times he did that. And then at the end of the match, Orange Cassidy gave him one of his pairs of sunglasses. So, gotta love it.
Do you ever kind of just a little bit feel like Sting got the raw end of the deal?
In what direction?
In WWE.
Oh yeah, I mean when he was injured with that buckle bomb, that kind of you know, he was out because of that, and they said he probably wouldn't wrestle again, and then he didn't get the proper build up to that WrestleMania when Seth Rollins did that.
Yeah.
And then they just kind of dropped him. They never said he was injured or anything. And WWE Sting, that wasn't a good story to begin with. So.
No, you know, they should have, whatever money it, I mean, it's too bad. It'll never happen now. But, you know, the WWE should have shelled out the money and got The Undertaker.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a shame that they never let that happen.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wanted to see Sting versus Taker, but now it'll never happen.
Because Sting, by the way, I think it was back around November that he said that 2023 would be his last year, and that he was going to hang it up. And, you know, he just did that retirement match over in Japan with the great Muda. So he's retired. So I'm wondering how they're going to do this. But Sting is saying that this is going to be his final year. And, you know, he's not doing, you know, every week at AEW. But, boy, he did a good match tonight. He was in there for a good amount of time and did great. I mean, he's, you know, he slowed down a little bit. There was a Stinger splash that was more of a splish because it was a little bit slow. But, I think he's still doing great at his age over – I think he's like 64 or something now. So
yeah, he is. He's that man. He still looks great though.
He does. I wish I could even move. I mean, I'm not saying move like him. I just wish I could move. So, but yeah, it was. Yeah, he's an incredible performer. So.
So got the big event, the biggest
event in sports entertainment, the largest event, which.
But we can say professional wrestling again, right?
Oh, yeah. I think it's okay for us to say professional wrestling, but we have to make sure that it's not for the Jericho Appreciation Society because they're the epitome of sports entertainers.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk to you for a second about some of the lead-ups and some of the things, some of the matches that are going on and see if you feel like the lead-up has been proper. So we're going to have... Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley,
right?
For the SmackDown Women's Championship. So, tell me what your thoughts are I mean, I don't want to be doing this to be a prediction show. I just kind of want to know what your thoughts are on, has the WWE paid it justice? Are the build-ups ready for the biggest day in sports entertainment?
Biggest 2 days in sports entertainment.
Oh, yeah, we got 2 days now.
Well, you know, I think that they don't allow for the proper build-up because they have so many premium live events that they have to take feuds and say, okay, we got to end this feud here. And then they had Rhea Ripley winning that battle royal, whatever it was that she won. But she had to do that to. Then she got to pick which champion she was going to go against, and she picked Charlotte Flair from SmackDown. And that the build up for that particular match has not been bad. But I think it's been more Rhea Ripley setting up than Charlotte Flair. Rhea Ripley, you know, she's doing a great job right now with Dominic and Finn Balor stuff. I think that's a great storyline there. But now the build up with Charlotte Flair, I think, has been not quite as well because Rhea's been so involved with this build up with Dominic. I think it's kind of
what
away.
I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm a little confused as to why, like, you know, all the Bobby Lashley, Brock Lesnar stuff that we went through at the last pay-per-view. And, you know, like, I thought for sure that they were going to have another slobber knocker, but it doesn't look like that's ever going to happen, huh?
Well, Brock did his famous move of hitting Bobby Lashley in his Gabonza beans, and then he got disqualified. Now there is a story here. Now I'm getting a lot of this information off the internet, and sometimes you have to kind of take this kind of news a little bit with a grain of salt. Evidently, Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar, that was going to happen. And then they were going to try to work in a deal. They wanted to have Bray Wyatt against Brock, but Brock did not want to do that. So they said, Bobby Lashley, you're going to win this match, and then it's going to be Bray Wyatt. Now, the last couple of weeks, we have not seen Bray Wyatt or Bobby Lashley. Why? Reportedly, Bray Wyatt is ill. They don't know. I haven't heard if it's physical ill or if it's an injury, but they did a couple of spots leading up with Bobby Lashley. I think the last one was 2 weeks ago, and then nothing has been said since then. Not in any of the programming, nothing has been said except these rumors that go about. And then they're going to have Brock Lesnar against Almos, that big 7 foot, 7 foot two performer. And I don't know how they're going to do that, but once again, we talked about Sting getting a raw deal in WWE. Here's Bobby Lashley getting a raw deal in WWE.
Yeah. Why does that not surprise you though?
You don't, it doesn't surprise me at all. Cause I was really looking forward to that match with Lashley and Brock Lesnar. And it was good up to the point where Lashley got in his hurt lock, and then it was boom, right in the and then it was the disqualification, and that left a bad taste in my mouth. They probably could have done another 5 to 10 minutes and had a run in or something that would have stopped the match, and instead of taking the cheap shot. So where does that leave Bobby Lashley for WrestleMania weekend? He needs to be there. Maybe he'll do a run-in, in some match, ruin that or something. Who knows? But Bobby Lashley, Brock Lesnar, I was hoping for that at WrestleMania, and now I don't know what's going to happen unless they change their mind in the next 2 weeks.
Well, and come on, those two are professionals. Why can they not just give us a half-decent match? Why does there always got to be some BS, Like, why can't we have? Do you remember the Triple H and Undertaker match at WrestleMania? And they both got like fined, and they both got in trouble because they were taking chair shots to the head and stuff.
Right.
Like, where, what, like, why can't we see something like that between those two guys? I mean, that match was like an hour, you know, and those two just beating the hell out of each other.
Right.
No, Triple H and The Undertaker. Remember, and Undertaker and Shawn Michaels, too. I mean, good grief. They just went at it and went at it and went at it for what seemed like, you know, like I said, I was like, gosh dang, near an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, I mean, we have some really good quality matches, but where's our big, you know, like the Roman Reigns and Sami Zayn match was pretty good, and it was fun and stuff. And, you know, it helps. A lot of that was the story stuff, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I wonder, I just don't see these big, long, freaking barn burners anymore, it seems like. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it seems like most of the matches are 15 to 20 minutes long. And, you know, they have everything so programmed out, trying to get everything put in together. But then again, on the last, the pay-per-view for AEW, they had a match like what you're talking about, an hour-long Iron Man match for the AEW title at Revolution. It was MJF and Daniel Bryanson, or Bryan Danielson, whatever he calls himself now, Bryan Danielson. And it was, whoa, it was good. I mean, those two went probably about 30 minutes without any hesitation, no winners. Then the last was fall after fall. And, of course, they had to have controversy at the end. So it went about an hour 10, maybe an hour and 15 minutes.
Wow.
And those two guys beat the holy, out of each other. MJF is still got black eyes from, you know, the beating he took. He had a huge goose egg on his forehead that was bleeding. And it was a bloody mess the last 15 minutes. But it was, I always say, you know, we know that it's physical when they're in the ring, but there's always a story to tell. And those two guys put on a great match and told a great story inside the ring. And, of course, the controversy at the end when MJF grabbed the oxygen bottle that the medics had brought in and hit Brian in the head with that and won. But it was a great story. It was a great match. And now Bryan Danielson says he was going home. They talk about him, but we don't know if that means he's retired or if he's just going home to rest up and then come back. So don't know how that's going to happen. But boy, was it good. It was a very, very good match. And it was an hour-long match. And to have an hour-long match, you got to have two performers that can go. You got to have people that know how to tell the story. And even though I am not a huge MJF fan because I've gotten tired of his stick, but he can go. Give the guy credit. He can go. It was fun. Very fun match.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's good. You know, I keep hoping and thinking some week or some day or something they're going to announce a streaming deal or AEW network or something, man, I would join it and I would buy it.
Yeah.
You know,
I
so I could watch it.
I haven't really heard a whole lot yet about that. I mean, there was about a year ago a talk about HBO Max and AEW but evidently that hasn't worked out as of yet. And now comes word that, Fox is not real happy with the WWE with SmackDown, and that contract is almost up, and they're not knowing.
Why are they not happy with the WWE?
Well, I don't think they're getting the ratings on SmackDown that they thought they would get.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
They're steady, though. You know, that's the one thing you can never, ever, ever, like, forget or, you know, about professional wrestling is you can always count on consistency.
Right.
You're always going to have a consistent fan base. You're always going to have a steady fan base. And you're all, you know, it might fluctuate, you know, a little bit by week and stuff. But, you know, that's kind of silly to me because, you know, it's to me, it's no different than marketing, you know, like a car show or something like that towards a certain audience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like some of these reality TV shows like Gold Rush and some of those, they go towards a certain audience. And like the demographic that watches Gold Rush is, you know, like males at 35 to 50, you know,
right.
It's like, you always know that demographic is going to be watching Gold Rush on Friday night, you know? And it's like, I don't know. It just seems strange to me that why anybody or like Fox or something, they would know what they're getting into when they invest in the WWE.
Now, you make a great point. I mean, a fantastic point, because there's been a lot of talk since AEW came in, especially from the, quote, WWE fans. You know, we've talked about WWE fans and pro wrestling fans. Well, after AEW went on the air, a little bit later on, they add the Friday night show, and now there's rumor a Saturday night show will be coming soon, whether that's an ROH-branded event or what. And AEW is adding kind of a look behind the scenes. It's going to come on right after Dynamite that starts next Wednesday. And I think you make the point, and this is where I'm going to tie this all in together, Zane, is that the guys, you know, from TBS and from that ownership group, Time Warner, they see the steady ratings, the constant of professional wrestling. It's going to be up, it's going to be down just a little bit, but it's going to be steady. And they can build on that with advertisers and tell them, you know, we can say we're going to have 2 million viewers on Wednesday night and 1 million on Friday, and it's going to be right in those areas. And if AEW was not being successful for Time Warner, they would not be adding that Wednesday night show. They would not be talking about adding a Saturday night show on one of their networks. It just would not happen. So that point you made about this, the steady advertising, steady demographic, great point.
Yeah. Well, and I think back to the WCW days, you know, when Ted Turner sold the company, and was it Comcast, or who was it that bought it, Dave? Do you even remember?
TBS? That was actually Time Warner.
Yeah.
And the management of Time Warner was not into professional wrestling, so they didn't like it.
Yeah. Well, and so did Ted Turner retire, or what? What was the big reason for the? There was something that happened behind the scenes that was a big deal, and why they didn't want WCW anymore.
I just think it was the management was different than what they have now. I mean, you get people that are in. I've heard Eric Bischoff talk about it. I've heard people like Kevin Nash. And all that. Remember, they had all those huge contracts, and you know they were very, very skewed towards the performer instead of the company.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that maybe the Time Warner people were looking at it and says, "Well, how are we going to make money if we had to pay these huge contracts?" You got to admit, Eric Bischoff was just throwing money out there to get Kevin Nash and Hulk and Randy Savage and all those.
Oh yeah.
And then
when he, you know, and all those big names, yes, you're right.
And I think it had something to do with it. I mean, we're talking businessmen here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking people that say, I don't care what it is, if it's legal, and if it makes me money, I want to go with it.
Yeah, maybe I just don't hear a lot of it because I'm not on the mainstream social media platforms, you know, that everybody was pissing and moaning at the start of AEW. Oh, Tony Khan is daddy's money. He's just buying talent. He bought Sting. He bought, you know, he's signing all this talent. I don't hear much of that anymore. Maybe you do because you have social media still.
Here's what you hear now. What you hear now is AEW, they build their product on WWE castoffs. That's honestly, they can't say the performer moved, you know, from WWE to maybe getting a contract with Tony Khan. They can't, they don't say that. I say, well, it's WWE castoff. Once again, he's going after people WWE have fired. So, you know, I don't get it. I mean, they did the same when Adam Cole.
Not good.
Yeah, when Adam Cole came over, they were, you know, doing the same thing. And Adam Cole has been injured, and now when he comes back, he gets in the ring tonight, not to perform. He's doing that next week. The crowd went crazy, and I think that there's a lot of marks out there, and I always say yeah. I'm pretty much a mark. You know, I don't mm-hmm. know everything. I don't pretend to know everything. But there's a little bit of difference between WWE uh-huh. and AEW. I think AEW is more performance, you know, in the ring. And I think I've said this on the podcast. When you watch a WWE show, Raw, SmackDown, you got 10 to 15 minute segments where they're just yak, 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 yak. Sometimes they're good. Most of the times they're not. You watch AEW, they'll do shorter segments with interviews, unless it's MJF spouting off all his you-know-what. But the segments are a lot shorter. They tend to tell the story in the ring more than WWE. He tells the story with their interviews and their segments, then go to the ring. And I think that, to me, is one of the biggest differences between the two companies. And Tony Khan wants that performer. Like I told you, I'd watch AEW tonight, and they had Kenny Omega against, and I wish I could remember the guy's name, from AAA.
Del Vecchino.
Yeah, Del Vecchino. He kind of dressed up like a Viking, you know, but he was definitely a Mexican from Mexico. I mean, they didn't make any bones about that. But I don't think that was the type of wrestler WWE would go after. It was very acrobatic. It was very action-oriented. And it was really was fun to watch. I mean, they went at it for a good 20 minutes inside the ring. And this guy was incredible with some of his act and some of the stuff he did. And I don't think that WWE would give him the light of day. I might be wrong, but it wasn't the type of performer. And then again, there's another big difference between the two companies. If you'll mm-hmm. give me the opportunity here. The two companies, mm-hmm. when they do their matches, WWE has basically the same type of performers. They don't have the comedy performer, then the hardcore performer, then they don't, you know, the big muscly guy, and all that, where AEW has certain ones that you know are going to do comedy spots. Orange Cassidy, who can go. Danhausen, who can go. I saw him do a match, and he was pretty good. But you know inside that match you're going to get some comedy. When you get to WWE, it's more a comedic performer, but can he go? You know? And that's where Sami Zayn's storyline came in so great at the end of last year.
Yeah.
He was doing some funny, funny stuff in the ring, but it wasn't funny stuff inside a match where AEW does their funny stuff inside the match. And I think that's one of the biggest differences. Are you going to see a hardcore match at WWE? No, it's not going to happen. Do you see hardcore matches in AEW? Yes, it happens all the time. They have one or two every time they do a pay-per-view. They're going to have bloody match. Sometimes on TV, they're going to have some blood there. And I'm not a big fan of hardcore wrestling, but they are, you know, trying to please more wrestling fans that like certain types of wrestling. And then you get in WWE, and it's, I don't want to say it's bland, because it's not bland. They've done a really good job over the past year, having some pretty good matches and pretty good storylines, but it's not going to attract the hardcore fan. You know, it's just not going to, because the hardcore fan, they know that they can go to AEW and they're going to see John Moxley. Moxley gets in the ring, somebody spits at him, he starts bleeding, you know? That's what you're going to see. MJF will get bloody every once in a while. They do that to please the hardcore fan, to let them come in and also have other types of matches that will go on to get a, quote, more of a wrestling.
You know, I often go back to how come they're making it and like Impact and some of these other ones you just don't hear much of. I mean, I you know, Impact's hanging in there, you know, but they're sure not in the mainstream. Like, you know, I don't know. I just wish that everybody had the chance to be like in the WWE and to have the success and the viewership and the following of the WWE, you know. But it sounds like AEW's quality has really gone, like, is really high, like, from what you're saying.
I love AEW. I really do. Now, you got to also think TV contracts, where that money comes in and where it goes. I mean, you got USA, you got Fox, then you got a good contract with AEW and Time Warner, TBS, and TNT. We talked about that when AEW first came on 3 years ago, almost 3.5 years ago. That contract will mean the world to them in the long run. I have been watching Major League Wrestling the last few weeks, which has a contract on Reels. That's one of the services out there called Reels. And I've watched the product. Matter of fact, this past week they had Jacob Fatu against Alex Hammerstone in a championship match. It was good. It was good. And then they come on with Everyman, and that's the, you know, the a former WWE performer. And it's with MLW, it's very inconsistent about whether you get a really good match or you get a match. And that's that's one of my observations. Now, you saw an Major League Wrestling, MLW star, when you went to Salt Lake City and saw the matches for DCW.
Yeah.
That was Juicy Finau. Juicy is tag team champion. Yeah, the big one.
Okay, the big guy.
Yeah, and who's actually from Salt Lake City.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He went to the same high school as Manny did, Manny Lemons.
Oh, really?
Not at the same time.
Well, okay, so give me a couple of your, I want to kind of run down this list a little bit, and you just tell me if you think that they're going to be good, bad, if you think that Mania is going to be, I'll go down this list, and then you can tell me if you think that the card's going to be good, and if things are going to be, if it's going to be a rock solid show, or, so far we have, you know, Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes, and like, I think that that's been a pretty good, you know, with the whole bloodline and bringing Cody into it. But I would think that Cody Rhodes is going to probably carry the match. And, you know, I think it'll probably be a pretty good match, though.
I think it will be. You got two pros in there. You got a pretty decent storyline. Too bad it didn't happen last year. And, you know, our didn't happen in SummerSlam, but Cody was injured. So they've done a good build up for that. I am shocked, to be honest with you, and very shocked at the reaction Cody gets from the WWE crowd. I didn't know if he would be as over as he is, but he is over. So
they love him, don't they?
They do. They love this guy. They do.
Yeah.
And his mic skills have improved so much.
Oh, he's so good. Yeah. He is so good, isn't he? His promos are fantastic, and he really puts a lot of emotion into him and does a great job.
And I think that's why gets into him,
I hope his brother comes back for one more run.
Dustin has said this would be his last year. I don't think that, unless the money is thrown out there, you know, for have him doing a couple more matches in WWE with his brother.
Just another IC run or something for him would be so fun.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm getting off subject here. Okay. We'll overcorrect here. We kind of discussed Charlotte and Rhea, and that should be pretty good. And I don't really know much about this, the Bianca Belair and Asuka.
I like that one.
I'm sure it'll be good.
Asuka's kind of changed up her character a little bit. And she shortened her hair. She's got on a white and blue makeup. And Bianca is Bianca. I mean, she's an incredible athlete. Mm-hmm. And Asuka and Bianca have been kind of, okay in the ring. They even tagged together on Monday Night Raw. And then Asuka did a little bit of a heel turn. I think Asuka is going to be more of a heel, and especially in that particular match. There was a great spot 2 weeks ago where Asuka came in to help Bianca, who was getting a beat down. And she helped her out, and then all of a sudden she opened up her mouth just a little bit, and this blue spit, you know, from her mist that she does, just started oozing out of her mouth and all over her teeth. It was a great spot. So that match, I'm actually really looking forward to. I think that'll be a good one.
And of course, the match of the weekend that everybody's going to be looking forward to is Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens versus the Usos.
Mm-hmm.
That should be fun.
I'm sure that,
like you said, Raw. Yeah, and you know, to see Sammy and Kevin go, I'm sure will be phenomenal.
The build up to that has been really good too.
Rock solid
build up.
Yeah,
with Kevin saying he wanted nothing to do with Sammy, that they, you know, they've had their time. They're good friends, but in the ring they can't do it, and Kevin would turn his back on him. But this last Friday night he came in and rescued Sammy, and now they're going to go for the tag titles. Once again, Sami Zayn to me, calendar year wise, I don't know if it'll come back to maybe this coming year. We have all forgotten what a great job he's done. That to me has been the storyline of the year, Sami Zayn and the Bloodline of the past year, as far as going from WrestleMania to WrestleMania. I have loved that storyline.
Absolutely. And I think the biggest disappointment of the weekend will be Brock Lesnar versus Omos. I don't really care about that, and I don't care about Brock.
I'm not a big Brock Lesnar fan either. So,
you know, and I'll bet you this one's going to get overlooked and overshadowed, but has the potential to be a real good slobber knocker, is Gunther, Sheamus, and Drew McIntyre.
Ooh, man.
Oh,
I think.
I'll bet you that's going to be an awesome match, but unfortunately I feel like it's getting overshadowed.
And that's one of the problems with the WrestleMania weekend.
There's so much. And here we've got, you know, we've got a rock solid match, you know, for the IC title. And here's the United States title, Austin Theory and John Cena. I mean, it was funny to see John Cena back in and insulting Austin Theory and stuff, but you know, Cena, if he wins, you know, he's going to come for a couple weeks on Raw and give it up again. I mean, he's moved on, man. Bigger and better things.
Right.
You know, Cena doesn't want to come back, dude. Why would he come back when he gets freaking, you know, like what, like $10-11 million and doesn't have to put his body on the line and go and shoot for a few weeks and then go kick it? You know, he doesn't. But Cena is, I'm sure he's a hard worker. I'm not discrediting him in that way. But, you know, it's like, no wonder why they moved on. And Batista and all those guys. Batista's like, nah, man, I'm done with that crap. He's like, I'm good. You know, because everybody keeps wanting Batista to come back to do a Rumble appearance or something like that. He's like, yeah, I'm good.
But isn't this a great way to really get Austin Theory over more than he is already?
Yeah.
Great way to do that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's cool. And oh, this will be a good one. I don't really know what purpose it serves. It's Seth freaking Rollins versus Logan Paul. I don't know. I'm sure it'll be fun.
Yeah, you know, once again, you've got a pro in Seth Rollins. You look at what Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes did last year at Mania. Mm-hmm. Two professionals. Now you look at Seth Rollins against Logan Paul, and this is a way to get Logan a little bit more over. And, you know, they're using he had titanium screws put into his hand and all that. Now, we've only seen Logan Paul a couple of times in a ring. Every time he's impressed, honestly.
There's no doubt in my mind that that guy's a rock solid athlete.
Yeah.
His brother will come out, don't you think?
Right. Oh, yeah. Definitely. But that spot he and Ricochet
isn't
did.
Isn't that the big push is to get him? Is him and his brother. His brother's probably going to sign a WWE contract, was the rumor a couple months ago.
Yeah, he's pretty much done with boxing now.
He got
slobber knockered, you know. But, I think this is just a good way to maybe get them put together. What's Logan Paul going to do? Is he going to be a full-time performer now? He's got that podcast that is just, just eats him up. I know he makes a lot of money from that. But, I don't see him coming in full-time performing on Monday Night Raw or maybe SmackDown every week. Maybe coming in right before a pay-per-view or a major pay-per-view. But I might be wrong, and I hope I am, because he's done some stuff, and he's taken to professional wrestling very quickly. He's done all right by himself.
Yeah, and he's not a slouch, man. He may not know every single wrestling move there is, but the guy's an athlete, and you can see that he is an athlete. Ricochet took that.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh,
that was incredible!
Oh my gosh, I don't know how that. I don't care what anybody says, that had to hurt both guys a lot.
They were going full blast when they hit.
Oh, I mean, what a great spot! And both, but yeah, that was neat. But this one's interesting to me, and you'll have to fill me in on this one. What the hell are Trish Stratus and Lita doing back? Are they? I don't get this. The whole damage control, Becky Lynch, with Trish Stratus and Lita. I don't know.
It's just a way.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it's just a way to get Becky before the match, before she can get into WWE. It's a way to get Bayley a little bit more publicity. But they didn't have anything really set up for Becky Lynch, so they did this tag title thing with Lita, who still, she's a coach in NXT, does a pretty fine job, although she's slowed down. Woo! She's a lot slower than she used to be. And then they brought in Trish Stratus just to kind of bump up the crowd a little bit. This is one of those matches where you bring in some legends to make everybody go, oh, wow, I can watch some people that I used to watch when I was 15 years old and drool over Trish Stratus.
Check this out. Yeah. When I was a kid, she was wrestling, Right. I mean, that's something I'd say to my kid, I watched her when I was your age,
I think I got in trouble with my wife when I started talking about Trish Stratus.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
Well, your wife's pretty cool.
Yes, my wife is pretty cool. And she loves Orange Cassidy, right? Yes, love Orange Cassidy.
Anybody that would let you put Batman and Joker up on the wall is a good wife.
Yes. Most people on their fireplace mantelpiece, they'll have little knickknacks, they'll have some niceties. I've got a toy of Wayne Manor. I've got a couple of Batman statues and all kinds of stuff like that. So my wife is the best.
I do have to, even though it drives my wife absolutely bananas I've sent you a picture before, but maybe I'll have to send you an updated one of, where we have our TV. She has this big, back in the early 2000s, entertainment centers with all these storage for your DVDs and stuff was super cool. And it's a nice piece, and she paid a lot of money for it back then, but it's kind of lived it. I don't know. But anyways, my point is that it's kind of the focal point in our living room. And I have my, when you bought those WWE titles at Toys R Us going out of business in Ogden or whatever, you bought those life size, the big replica belts.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my belt sitting up on top of the entertainment center.
Works for me, Bubba. So, it works for me.
And it, so sometimes, like, you know, it's kind of up there, and it kind of blends in because of the gold and the black and stuff. So it really does blend in pretty good. And, like, every once in a while, somebody comes over, and they're sitting there talking to my wife, if somebody from the church or something comes over. And they'll be like, kind of all of a sudden they'll catch it, and they'll be like, is that, that's a wrestling belt. What is that doing up there? Like, yeah. My husband's a nerd.
Yeah, I think I sent you a message a couple days ago where we had this little friend that comes over every once in a while, and she loves Superman and Lois on the CW. So we'll save it for him. We'll watch that, and we watch Stargirl, and she'll watch a few episodes with us. But she also helps out at her school with first graders. And she came to me, and she said that one of her first graders had mentioned something about wrestling. And, of course, little Miss Morgan said, well, I have a friend that really loves wrestling. And this little first grader says, me too. I love Sting. And says, do your friend has any Sting stuff? And, of course, I got a lot of Sting stuff. So I took some pictures, and she showed them to the little boy. So that was pretty cool.
Oh, cool. Well, you know, and my smart aleck kid, so wrestling is a big thing around here, you know. The Manti wrestling team and youth wrestling is quite a big deal around here. And right. So a lot of my kids at my boy's school wrestle. And so they'll be like, Jackson will be like, what did you do this weekend? Oh, I had a wrestling meet. And he'll be like, oh, did you hit anybody with a steel chair? And I'm like, what? You know, and he'll be like, oh, you do fake wrestling. Oh. I watch real wrestling.
Oh.
Just like, that's just that fake crap where you guys roll around on the ground. It's like, I'd rather see somebody get hit by a chair.
Yeah, you're raising that boy right. Like,
I don't know. Somebody's gonna probably throw down with somebody one of these days over fake versus real wrestling. You
it
know?
Probably will happen.
It'll be like that. It'll be like that fight in Studio C that I sent you. Do you remember that one?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Or the he's like, who's reffing this thing? Oh,
I
boy.
Love it.
Oh boy.
Hey, let's take it's a quick great, break huh? here, and because I want to play something for everyone that I put together a couple of weeks ago, right after we did our last podcast. And it is Pat Benatar's Hit Me With Your Best Shot, but it's kind of like an homage to one of the best heel moves of all time. And that is where a performer does a Brock Lesnar, where he kicks Bobby Lashley in his nether region. And... you know, excuse me, they're nut shots. You know, that's what we got to say. That's what it is. Yeah. And every guy, when you say that word, goes, ooh. So I want you to listen to this. I thought it got put together very well, and I think it's pretty funny and pretty, you know, it's pretty good. Now let's take a quick break, and we're going to play that for everyone right now. It's
Pat Benatar coming at
you. You have been kicked. In the testicles.
He just got him in the ding ding.
You didn't kick another person in the groin, did you?
A lot of kicking in the Wachobee.
Then, with all my might, I kicked him as hard as I could in his testicles.
You're a real tough cookie with a long history of breaking little hearts like the one in me. That's okay, let's see how you do it. Put up your dukes, let's get down to it. Hit me with your best shot.
It is kind of funny, actually.
Come on, brother, come on, you don't fight fair. That's okay, see if I care. Knock me down, it's all in vain. I get right back on my feet again. Hit me with your best shot. Why
That's one of them DEDs. Don't ever do.
Ow, that's gotta hurt.
It's really painful.
With all my might, I kicked him as hard as I could in his testicle.
Oh, oh God, it hurts. That's real wrestling.
Don't be so hard on yourself. How could you know that was Iron Balls McGinnis?
And I saw what you just did to kick a man in the scrotissimus region. That's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
It's really painful.
You have been kicked in the testicles.
Holy nightmare.
That was totally wicked.
Oh my, I kicked him as hard as I could in his testicles.
Hello, hit from below the belt. And they got that fantasy, man.
And I saw what you just did to kick a man in the scrotissimus region. That's disgusting.
Holy!
Let's take out the trash.
Roger that.
No, not that kind of trash.
Not what kind of trash?
Wait, so we're not taking out the actual trash?
No, I meant it figuratively.
I spent a lot of time separating out the recyclable.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
You know, number one, I don't know how. Where do you come up with this stuff?
Oh, I don't know. I just get a wild hair every once in a while. But I had a lot of fun.
You know, my favorite one is the one you used to play all the time. He got him right in the ding ding.
He just got him in the ding ding. The testicular claw!
Favorite. Every time you play that, I laugh. I laugh my head off. I think you used to play that on Cool 103.9 too, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did when I was doing my radio show. That's where I picked up a lot of these things. I saved them for years. You know, with computers, it's a lot easier now than it used to be. And then every once in a while, I'll see a show that did a salute to professional wrestling, like they did one on Teen Titans Go that I put in there. And then you get that 70s show that has done wrestling and Boy Meets World. And, you know, most of the sitcoms at one time or another are going to do something where they either have a professional wrestler on there or they're talking about wrestling because it's such a pop culture phenomenon. I mean, really, to this day, a part of pop culture is still very, very popular in pop culture. So that's where I kind of pick it up. But
that's pretty good.
But the King of the Hill with Bobby, you know, I don't know you. That's my purse. And you got to remember, you remember when we went to the wrestling matches in Salt Lake? It was the one with Rey Mysterio, I think, where we went together. And there was a situation where somebody was doing, you know, some bad things with those kind of shots. And both you and I were going, I don't know you. That's my purse. We were having so much fun. People were just kind of, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Then what's these two doing? Yeah. But yeah, that's one of my favorite things. I love that episode on King of the Hill.
Well, yeah. And did you see that King of the Hill is coming back?
Yes, I'm very
the
excited.
Hulu exclusive.
I don't have Hulu now.
Exclusive.
Oh, so you're going to have it, and I'm not going to.
Yeah, well, maybe we could do some. Oh, yeah, we can't say password sharing out loud.
No, we can't. Don't do that.
But I don't know, Dave. You know, It's always my favorite time of year. You know, everybody's all like getting pumped up for, you know, everybody always gets pumped up for Super Bowl and this and that. And I'm always like, yeah, just wait till April. You know, that's my time. You know, I know you're pretty, you like sports a lot too.
I do. But, I do like, you know, sports.
But
so.
I've never been a huge drag. I used to watch basketball a lot back in the day, but pro wrestling's my go-to, man. I've been watching a lot of NXT lately. It's pretty good.
It's not bad, but it's not as good as it was when Johnny Gargano was there and Tommaso Ciampa.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
I know. Some of these names, you know, you can tell they're working on. But I'll tell you, Dijak. My gosh, I love that guy.
Oh, he's one of my favorites.
My gosh. He's gonna be good,
uh-huh.
And I'm sure, you know, we get some surprises. Always some surprises the Monday night after Mania, and I'm sure the NXT champ's gonna show up on Raw. I'm sure he's coming up, isn't he?
Oh, I hope so. I think Bron Breakker, it's about time for him to move up. Yeah, I think he could do that.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
And then there's also I think they're gonna announce another inductee to the Hall of Fame. I think it's going to be the Steiner brothers, and he'll be with that.
So really?
It's a good setup for that. Yeah.
Well, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
To see them. I mean, does Big Papa Pump still do anything?
I think he still performs. I think he's still out there performing.
Is he? Another note, I've been in touch with, our friend in the new promotion, Darren, STF is still, they're looking forward to their next show. It's coming up, I believe he said, in June.
Mm-hmm.
But sounds like it's going to be a fun show, and good for them for trying to keep professional wrestling alive. You know, I know DCW's got a event coming up next month, and I get the Eventbrite notifications, so I did see that. But yeah, some pretty good names coming to Utah. I can't tell you yet, but I'll tell you sometime.
Okay.
Maybe we'll have to have Darren on the show and
let him
the news
do that
or something.
Well, you know, they did announce that Gangrel's coming.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he's going to be coming at this.
He's been around a long time.
Yep. And he's one of the people behind Future Stars of Wrestling too. So.
Oh really?
Uh huh.
I didn't know that.
And speaking of Future Stars of Wrestling, and our friend the MK Bandit, one of the guys that he has been performing with all over the country and basically, you know, Mexico too, Sam Adonis, is now on Major League Wrestling, doing a great job of that.
Wow.
So. I think he's a talent. Okay. I like his mic skills. And, of course, he's Corey Gray's brother, by the way. But his mic skills are good.
Yeah.
And he's one of the best in the ring. So I'm just happy to see that. So.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. You know, anybody that get in this business that gets, you know, success is fantastic.
Right.
You know. But, you know, It's gonna be great. It's that, you know, it's a buzzing time of year, and it's gonna be in sunny LA. So I'm sure it'll be cool. I'm sure there's gonna be a lot of other things around there that are gonna be fun. One day in my life, Dave, one day I'm gonna go to a WrestleMania.
Well, you know, Manny's gonna be there. Manny's gonna be in LA.
Manny?
Yeah, and he put out a thing, you know, that he was open for bookings for that weekend. Of course, so they have all kinds of things going on in Los Angeles outside of the WWE, because it's a big deal for all the professional wrestling. A lot of smaller promotions will come in, and they'll do contract signings. They'll do a little meet and greets, and also put in wrestling matches all over Los Angeles area coming up in the next couple of weeks. And Manny's going to be there. And Manny's been working a little bit of the heel action as of late. In Colorado.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I think it fits. Yeah.
Huh. It could be good. Spray that lemon juice in people's eyes.
Oh, that would I'd love it, you know. And boy, he's really worked on his upper body. His when he gets pumped up, he's got some guns on him now.
Yeah. Yeah, they did announce I believe I can say that they did announce I think in the June show that Rekha Tahaka will be at STF.
Oh, cool. Good. Yeah, and you know, Rekha's got her. She's working on her own promotion that's going to be all women promotion here in Utah. She announced that on social media a couple of weeks ago. Yeah.
So,
can't remember what she calls it, but yeah.
I was talking to a friend. Wow, that's cool.
Uh huh.
Good for her. We'll have to check that out sometime. I was going to say I talked to a friend of mine from Logan. The other day he called me, and his daughter had, I guess the Cache County or the Cache County School District, was like 4 years ago or something, they announced that they sanctioned or whatever an all women's or an all girls, a wrestling team, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so one of the fastest growing high school sports is girls wrestling.
I love it.
And his daughter's a senior this year, and she he doesn't listen to the podcast, so I'll tell you the quick story, and
okay.
Then I'll tell you the rest of the story. she qualified for state.
Oh, cool.
But tested positive for THC.
Oh, no.
And she couldn't wrestle in state.
Oh.
So she was pretty bummed out.
Oh. Well, they do test for things.
Yeah. So she tested positive for THC, and he said that they weren't mad at her, and they, you know, they talked to her about, well, that's kind of what happens when, you know, these things happen if that's what they require and you did it and
mm-hmm.
moving on. But anyways, the point of the story was that I told him, I said, you know, because she's a senior and she's kind of bummed that she's not in wrestling anymore. And she really, like the last 2 years, that's just what she's lived for is training and wrestling. And she was really good in her division.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, man, I said, put her in touch with Devotion Championship Wrestling.
Exactly.
I said, if you need me to get you Manny Lemon's number, I said, put her in touch with Manny. And so I'm gonna send in Manny's number, or I told him to reach out to Manny, because what a cool opportunity that would be, you know, a girl out of high school who's still really interested in professional wrestling, or not, you know, who's still interested in wrestling, but to make that move into professional wrestling. You know, I know a lot of people do that.
Yeah. Well, it gives them a good background. I mean, you know, Vince McMahon a couple of years ago made that comment that he wanted to cut them off at a certain height level, a certain weight level. And then they had to have for NXT wasn't going to have anybody over 30 years old, that kind of thing. I don't like that, but if someone has an athletic background, whether it's in wrestling or football or, you know, whatever it is, gymnastics, there's a lot of women wrestlers who actually were in gymnastics. It gives them that background a little bit of a jump to going into what professional wrestling is. And they need to understand what professional wrestling is and is not. And if they understand the difference, then I think you are opening up yourself to success.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I remember back when DCW started, like Rekha was like, no freaking way, you're not getting me in the ring.
Right.
And I guess she started training and started really liking it. And, I saw a thing, it just kind of came across, you know, how Google's algorithm caters things towards what you search for.
Uh-huh.
So it came across my Google News feed, and it was just a random link. And it was like 10 people like 10 popular Samoan wrestlers or something.
Right.
And you know, and it talked about a bunch, quite a few Samoan with their Samoan background. And Rekka was on that list.
Well, cool.
And I was like, whoa. I was like, and they said, you know, she might not be very well known yet, but keep an eye out for her because she's making a huge splash in the independents. And she's, and I'm like, that's really cool to just, you know, for some professional wrestling site. So she's obviously getting recognized and she, if she keeps it up, she has got a very, very good,
very talented
everything. She's got a good everything. I mean, she's very talented, very athletic, very good.
Well, she's been one of
fantastic.
The, yeah, she's been one of the featured performers on WOW, the Women of Wrestling. And she was supposed to have a match, and they came back and said she couldn't be there because she injured her shoulder on an independent show. So I don't know whether she's going to be back on WOW, but she has a move now, which is almost like a Russian leg sweep, but she takes her hand and wraps it around somebody's head like the Vice. They called it the Coconut Crusher, I think it was. Stupid name for that move, but it's a great move because she's got her hand on that head and she's kind of doing that, you know, like the, you know, Baron von Raschke thing with the claw. That's all that people need to know. But then she slams them, and that's been her finisher on WOW. But yeah, when she was on WOW, you could tell she was at least one of the top three there as far as athletic.
Really?
To me. I mean, they had some good performers there. They also have some performers there. I'm going, okay. But I thought she, as far as what she does in the ring professional-wise, and she did some great stuff on the mic, I thought she was one of the breakout stars of WOW. And it might be, I know the lady. I'm a fan of her, and I'm a friend of hers on Facebook. But I thought she was fantastic on the Women of Wrestling, the WOW program. Loved it. And she's one of my favorites.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah, you know, it's really cool that people, and it's kind of like what we talked about earlier in the show, to go kind of full circle, that even though professional wrestling, it might not be as big as it was in the Attitude Era or in the Nostalgia Era, but I don't think that that's true either. I shouldn't even say that because I think it's always had a pretty dang high fan, base. I mean, when you see those pay-per-views, it doesn't matter where a WWE pay-per-view is at. I mean, that sucker is sold out. And it's not sold out. It's pretty gosh dang packed. And
right. You
go back through the film and history, and it's always packed. But in order to keep the arenas packed, they got to keep searching for those talents and, you know, the next big thing and who's going to carry the torch. And obviously it kind of seems like Roman Reigns, you know, has been carrying a lot the last year, which is cool. It's fantastic. But you know, there's always going to be somebody else cooler and bigger and better that's going to come along. And it's just a matter of when they get their opportunity, I guess.
Well, I think, you know, when you start talking about the ratings, which were so high back in the Attitude Era and the Monday Night Wars and all that. But how much more programming is out there now? We have so many different channels, so many different things that are trying to get your entertainment eyes and your entertainment budget. Video games are so popular now. Then top of that, you've got all the different streaming services. You've got a couple of different streaming services. How many channels are out there for us to watch all the time? Bazillions.
Yeah,
that's gonna take the market as far as shrinking what those ratings are gonna be. And when we talked about earlier, AEW, WWE, why they are so easy for advertisers to get behind is because of, like we said, that consistent market. Their market share is going to be very consistent as opposed to entertainment programming.
And like, you know, also the WWE as a company itself. I mean, like we discussed the shareholders and the stock prices a few podcasts ago, you know, and I keep my eyes on it. It's WWE stock. Everything's down right now, right. But you know, it's obviously a very, very sought after, you know, a public traded company, or else there wouldn't have been quite so much controversy. I mean, that was mainstream news a month or two ago when the stock price almost went to $100 a share.
Right.
And, you know, were they going to sell? Were they not going to sell? I mean, that was national news, man.
It was. And then
and so to say that there's not – that the WWE, you know, doesn't – have or professional wrestling, oh, you know, nobody watches that crap, the ratings are down, you know, the ratings, but like you said, it's not just about that.
No, it's not. And you know, I don't know if you have A&E programming on your on any of your services.
What is it?
It's A&E, Arts and Entertainment.
Oh, A&E.
Yeah, well, now on Sundays,
I know they've been doing WWE stuff on there too,
right? Every Sunday they do a legend, like a bio, and then they do a look at rivalries. I just watched the one with The Undertaker and Mick Foley, Mankind. And then I watched the bio just of Jerry the King Lawler. Very well done. And we've talked about that. Anytime the WWE does that type of programming, they do it very well. And this programming is very good, and they're going to go back and do their show where they're looking for historic events and historic artifacts from the WWE and more. And that was a lot of fun last year to watch that too.
Yeah, you know, super cool. And it's always going to be fun. You know, it's fun for you and I, and it's fun for a lot of people. You know, my neighbors, I invited them to come up to STF with us the other day, last month when STF was doing their first event in Salt Lake City, and I bought, it was just my treat, you know, he's a good friend of mine, he's helped me out a lot, you know, last summer when I was working by myself, he would come on his lunches and help me lift stuff into place and help me get furnaces out and stuff, so he was a really big help to get my business off the ground and stuff, and so, you know, I was trying to do nice things for him in return, so I bought him and his wife STF tickets, and they're not wrestling fans at all, but they made the trip to Salt Lake and they enjoyed it. Absolutely thoroughly enjoyed it. And his wife was laughing and having a great time. Both of them were, but his wife's a lot like my personality where she's a little, you know, she likes to get loud and have fun. And, and she was having a great time. So it's not just about, you know, the big stuff, it's about the little stuff too, and how much it brings people together too.
Right.
You know, different fan bases and different people, you know, and that's something that they'll always remember, and maybe they'll want to go again, maybe they won't.
Well, you know,
but they'll always remember when their neighbor took them to the pro wrestling match.
Yeah,
in Salt Lake.
I did that to some friends of mine too, down to a DCW event. I'd taken the young man with me, John. But his father went with us one time. He had a great time. And every once in a while, he'll come over and we'll watch wrestling, one of the events and stuff. And but once people get what, and this is what I do to people that have never been to an event, I try to explain to them what it is, because there's a lot of misperceptions out there. People that don't know what professional wrestling is as opposed to what they think it is. You know, a lot of people will say, oh, yeah, fake stuff. No, you got to look at it differently. This is just entertainment. It's like a stage show. It's like going to a play. It's physical. These people can get hurt, and sometimes it's better sometimes than it is worse than other times. I'll give you an example down where you are. In St. George, they have that amphitheater out there. Which one?
Tuacon,
yeah.
Tuacon.
And we went down with my in-laws a couple of times to see some of the plays. They really enjoy them. we went to Unsinkable Molly Brown. Very well done. Had a good time with that. Then we went to see, was it The Wizard of Oz?
Yes, it was bad.
Oh, brutal. It was so bad. But then again, what was it supposed to be? It was supposed to be a play, The Wizard of Oz, and I just didn't enjoy it. But boy, going to the Unsinkable Molly Brown, it was fun. I enjoyed it. But that's what, I tell them that you're going to come into good stuff and you're going to find some stuff that's not bad. But when you find it good, it can be a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, man. It's always fun for me.
Right.
You know, that's why we do this podcast, and I wish and keep crossing my fingers and hope that I won't be as busy so that we can record more steadily, because it's something that brings you and I together as friends, and gives us something to talk about. And here, we're halfway across the state of Utah. We're, several hundred miles apart, but yet we still keep in contact and we still talk and we still have fun and still continue our friendship. I mean, a lot of people that you have as your friends, so-called friends, when you leave a place like, Logan, there's tons of people who I don't keep in contact with anymore. It's just kind of the nature of the beast. You don't see them anymore. You fall out of touch with them. But here we are, you and I still going. And I think it's been six, 7 years now that we've been doing this podcast.
And
it still is something that we look forward to doing when we can, when our schedules meet up, and we always have fun doing it.
Right.
Always.
It's always a lot of fun to, when we get together to talk about something that we're both very passionate about, and we have that passion for professional wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's fun. We love it. It's just great. It's just great. And like you said, entertainment, I just real quick before we get going, I went and watched, I told you, I don't know if I think I texted you and said, I went and watched the Shazam 2 movie
right.
The other day.
Uh-huh.
And it was good. It really was. I thought it was an excellent, what would you call it? Like a popcorn flick, just good to go sit in the theater, watch something that's kind of funny, kind of silly, kind of entertaining, a little bit of, blowing up and, some CGI. I'm not a big fan of CGI, but, it was a fun thing to do. But everybody's saying, oh my gosh, it didn't do well in the box office, and it's like, it was fun. It was entertaining. I don't know what people want out of these things. It's like, it was fun.
But Zane, remember this. In the era of social media, the ones that are negative, the people that want to question everything, want to not have fun anymore in this world, they're the ones that get the most publicity. They're the ones that when you read a headline, fans are upset about this. Most fans don't like this, or fans are upset that something happened in this movie that didn't happen in the next. They didn't like this person being cast instead of this person. They didn't like something that somebody said that might have hurt their feelers. That's what social media, and I keep on going back, and people can have their opinions. I love opinions, but when somebody says their opinion takes more precedence than my opinion, that's where I have my problems with what's going on today. Because I don't care what people like. I don't give a what people like or not.
Yeah,
they can like what I like. But if we all liked the same things, this would be a boring, boring world. And that's what happens. I get passionate about that, don't I?
I agree. Well, and I agree with you 100%. I mean, you're spot on the money, and that was my whole point behind the premise of Shazam 2 was, you know, you can enjoy something without, you know, a whole bunch of storytelling or this or that. It's like some big gigantic plot, you know, like professional wrestling. The story changes week to week.
Right.
You know? So it's like, I mean, so there's not really some great big Oscar winning performance in professional wrestling. Maybe you and I are just easily entertained.
Yeah.
You know? But we have, it's fun for us.
I like yo-yos and Jell-O.
Yes, exactly. You know, it gives us an escape from the real world, and right. It gives us something to talk about and something to look forward to, just like anything entertainment-wise does for anybody else.
And okay, let's continue on that. I think we've talked about this before. A lot of people love to watch The Masked Singer and some of those shows like that, America's Got Talent and all that. Survivor, I've watched twice. It's 2 hours in my life. I will never get back. And I can think of nothing that I would want to watch The Masked Singer for. But some of my very good friends love the show. But me, I could, it has no recognition for me. I have no desire to watch The Masked Singer. But am I going to make fun of my friends because they like The Masked Singer? It depends who it is. You know, if it's a guy that can take it, I'll make fun of him. But no, I don't. I mean, Chris Jericho was one of the people on The Masked Singer, you know, and we love Chris Jericho, but it just goes to show everyone has different tastes, and that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And like, you know, you say at the end of the day, I mean, it's for us, I don't know. You know, I always say it's a great time to be a wrestling fan, but for Dave and I, every day is a great day to be a wrestling fan.
You know, we talked about my poor wife because I watch Monday Night Raw. I watch NXT. I watch AEW Dynamite. I watch AEW Rampage. I watch SmackDown. Now I watch Major League Wrestling. And then some of the other things that are on the network or something that comes on, I'm going to watch it. She's not a huge fan of professional wrestling. She does enjoy certain aspects of it. Then she lets me, well, she didn't let me. She also watches like the AEW pay-per-views. And she does that because she understands that I enjoy it. And I tell her if there's something you want to watch, that I will enjoy that with you too. And I think that's where some people miss out on the boat about something like a professional wrestling. And if my wife wanted to watch The Masked Singer, you know what? I would watch it with her, but I don't want to watch it myself.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And what better spot to, you know, go on, you know, with Dave's older. He's got to get his beauty sleep. I know, Dave.
I still got work to do after this.
8:30 Mountain Time.
But
actually, I'll tell you what, Dave, real quick before we go, you're going to be like, oh, you idiot. But I'm going to complain that even though I'm 39 years old, I get pretty beat up every day and I come home and I'm pretty tired. I'm like, what happened to being young and like spry and coming home and doing all this crap? You know, I used to come home and change the oil in the car and I come home and I'm like, oh, I want to go take a tub. You know?
I'm getting old and tired.
Dave's like, shut up.
Well, yeah, I'm an old man, but you know, I actually have work to do after this is over with. I do. I have a little part-time job now that I do from home where I record newscasts for radio stations around the country. And this, I don't do it every night, but all this week I've been doing newscasts for some West Tennessee stations. and one in Auburn, Alabama. And it's usually I have to do it late at night or early in the morning. And it takes, you know, a couple hours a night. And I'll probably be up until about 11 o'clock at least tonight doing those weather forecasts and stuff that, I have to do. So it's kind of – it's a fun job and gets me a couple extra bucks.
Good. Good. Well, Dave, you know, just keep in mind that it's a great time to be a wrestling fan. I'm going back to wrestling country on Saturday. We're flying out to Nashville.
Oh, that'd be fun.
So, yeah, we're going to go see the Opry and a couple things like that. So, yeah.
Make sure you go to Ernest Tubbs Record Store and go see the Opry and all that good stuff, man. It's going to be fun.
I will. I will. Well, Dave, I hope you have a great night. And as always, you know, what is it you always say? Bye-bye. Toodaloo, y'all.
Bye-bye, toodaloo, y'all.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Wrestling was an essential service.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Pro yes! wrestling from a fan's perspective.
Correct!
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being.
Well, if you want a rematch, you aren't getting one.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
The biggest event in sports entertainment.
But we can say professional wrestling again, Ray.
They're the epitome of sports entertainers.
So, got the biggest day in sports entertainment.
Well, you know, but
finally a slobber knocker, but it doesn't look.
And that left a bad taste in my mouth.
Just beating the hell out of each other.
Right.
Like, why can't we see something like that?
Whoa, it was good. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
You know, right. It's like you always know that that demographic is going to be watching Gold Rush on Friday night, you know? Oh, he's so good. He is so good, isn't he? His promos are fantastic. He really puts a lot of emotion into them. It's a great job. Oh, overcorrect my overcorrection by overcorrecting here. That should be fun. Cena doesn't want to come back, dude. I'm good.
He had titanium screws put into his hand.
That had to hurt. That's a wrestling belt. What is that doing up there?
My husband's a nerd.
Oh, did you hit anybody with a steel chair? Oh, you do fake wrestling.
Oh.
I watch real wrestling.
Oh.
That fake crap where you guys roll around on the ground. It's like, I'd rather see somebody get hit by a chair. Where do you come up with this stuff?
He got it right in the gingy.
Hey, just got him in the ding ding!
Well, that would be kind of cool. Pretty bummed out.
Oh.
You know, I know a lot of people do that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, cool. That's all the people need to do.
Yeah. We look forward to doing when we can, when our schedules meet up, and we always have fun doing it. Always. You know, it was a fun thing to do.
They didn't like something that somebody said that might have hurt their feelers. Like yo-yos and Jell-O.
For Dave and I, every day is a great day to be a wrestler. I get pretty beat up every day, and I come home, I'm pretty tired. I'm like, what happened to being young and like spry and coming home and doing all this crap? You know, I used to come home and change the oil in the car, and I come home and I'm like, oh, I don't want to go take a tub, you know?
I'm getting old and tired.
You didn't kick another person in the groin, did you? Three people.
Hey, just got him in the ding-ding!